The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Big game for UH.
This is your Super Bowl for them, right?
I think they're in the tournament if they win this game.
I think you're right.
It's not really a Super Bowl because if they lose, I don't think they're out, but they're going to have to win at Temple. I think they have to beat SMU. They're going to have to win, beat somebody decent in the tournament.
They're the third best team in the American Conference. To me, the American Conference is at a minimum a three-bid lead. It would take a pretty serious collapse, in my opinion, for them not to make it.
See what Justin Verlander had to say about the Yankees? Mad Dog saying there's no way you can't think the Yankees are the team to beat in the American League.
I think the Yankees are going to be very good. They probably have the best lineup in the major leagues. Their rotation of Severino, Tanaka, Gray, Sabathia, Adam Warren, I could see the Astros beating that.
Verlander just responded and said, I can think of a reason.
Yeah.
If you just want to look at what we usually look at, Vegas, the two favorites are the Astros and Dodgers.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776.
You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first 2 hours. Lots of good stuff besides that. A lot of sportsy stuff, a lot of non-sportsy stuff, all available at podcastarena.com. And, of course, we want to welcome in our SportsMap 94.1 listeners. We do have them today, right, John?
Yes.
Awesome. Because the other day when you weren't here, I welcomed in SportsMap 94.1, and there was Notre Dame basketball on.
Mm-hmm.
I felt shame.
One of many gaffes.
Yeah, I felt shame for that. So, welcome. And if you're hopefully... You go check out the first 2 hours, Sports Map guys. There was good stuff there. I want to follow up a little bit on the time traveler.
Okay.
First off, because pretty good text from Robert and Tomball. If time travel was made public in 2028, why is there only one time traveler that came back? That's a good point, although maybe they're hiding among us. In fact, maybe there's even one in this room who's just pretending to only hit 63% of his basketball because he doesn't want to make it obvious. Because if it were 100%.
No, if it was 100%, I wouldn't even be here.
Exactly. But here's what we know about this guy. He replied that he isn't sure he can give proof, quote, due to a paradox. And that comes up as true on his lie detector tests. But in the video, we find out that Noah suffers from anxiety and depression, which he claims is the result of all the time traveling. He also claims to be about 50 years old, but he has taken secret drugs to bring him back to his youth, and he's currently 25.
Can you tell us more about these secret
drugs?
Yeah,
I think we all want these secret drugs. Now, if it means lasting till 2028 to get these secret drugs, I'm in. He says, it's not my intent to deceive anybody. I want to be clear. My sole objective is to prove to you that time travel exists. In fact, I myself am a time traveler. Okay, you haven't really proven it. So if that's your sole objective, give me the Derby winner or tell me if the Astros repeat. Give me something like that. He went on to say that time travel has been possible since 2003, but that it's not planned to be released to the public until 2028. So... Since 2003, it's been possible.
Okay. And what year are we getting it?
Well, 2028. So we have
10 more years.
10 more years. I can make it 10 more years.
Okay. Can you go into the future and backwards? Or is it a one-way ticket, only the future?
Well, this guy, he came backwards.
So no, this guy's come to the future.
No, he's from 2030.
Oh, okay. So can you go both ways?
Well, I mean, if you're into that kind of thing.
I mean, suppose. Like if you had a hot, really hot chick one time, you want to go back to that night?
Ooh, then you'd kind of be watching yourself, wouldn't you?
Well, and also, can you go back and, I mean, you know, you do know the Derby results from 2016.
Yes, I do.
So you could go back to that.
I could. I
can
think.
You bring money back with you, though?
Well, I could certainly deposit it in my bank and let it collect interest for a year.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I could do that. Are we sure the time traveler isn't also the famous Let It Ride better? that guy, okay, there's a guy that could actually be a time traveler. Soccer Bilal wants to know if time travel is real. How does Vegas deal with it? Not sure. I'm not buying his story. Yeah, 713, what are the odds his secret drugs are just weed and hallucinogens? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm guessing that's what it is.
But I'm guessing if you're bat bleep crazy, you can convince yourself that all this is true.
Or it's something a doctor gave him and he's not following the instructions on.
Yeah. 281, I'm from the year 2028 as well. They still haven't figured out what to do with the Astrodome. Patrick Creighton has.
Oh, yeah. Patrick Creighton, he knows everything about the Astrodome, except he's never even been inside it.
Okay, now your 409 says, is this your physical body going back, or do you go back with your consciousness into your younger body? That's a really good question, because it doesn't say where. So if this guy's really 50, then he's running around somewhere, right? Unless he just went back in his conscious, which would be interesting. And now I'm, okay, this has turned into a.
It's tough.
Yeah, this is really turning into. There's two. We're going down the rabbit hole here.
We need more answers from this guy.
Yeah. Yeah. We should have him on the show. John, let's make that happen. Let's track this guy down.
The last thing I need is this drugged up wacko on the show.
Oh, it'd be funny. We've had drugged up wackos on the show before, and usually makes for funny interviews. So, in the year 2028, Bill O'Brien just signed another 5-year extension. 409, I'm a time traveler. Is that the same as degenerate whoremonger? I would use my time travel for good. Believe it or not.
I don't believe you.
Well, I'd make a bunch of money off of it.
You do it for your own good.
Well, I would make some investments, yeah. I definitely would. I'd buy some stock and some things that I know are going to explode. I'd go way back, buy some Apple stock from when it, you know, was first getting went public.
Yeah.
And then
just, you'd get the Bitcoin early and get out.
Yeah, I'd get back. I would come back in time.
As soon as people said, hey, Bitcoin's looking pretty good, you'd be like, yeah, you want to buy all of mine? Done.
Now it's getting metaphysical. Brett says, your show has a delay for profanity. Is that time travel?
Yeah.
In a sense, it is, yeah.
It is.
We're 7 seconds ahead of you at all times. Now we've gone into... John should be loving this. This is dork mode stuff. This is right up your alley, John.
It's all right. I need more proof.
It's all right. Thanks.
No, as in like this guy, I don't really believe him. Like most of us don't. So I don't know, until we can actually see something.
So you want physical proof?
Yeah, yeah.
So you don't believe in faith?
Not with this guy. He seems a little crazy.
Okay. If I could really time travel, I want to go back to like Jesus time.
Not me.
Party with Jesus.
Well, you'd be one of the dudes who sold him out, probably.
Nah, man, I'd be the ones saying, "Hey, man, let's jam on some of this wine, brother," let's talk philosophy. Actually, I'd like to go get stoned with Plato. I'd like to go all the way back to the Greeks and bring a bag of weed. And just get stoned as hell with Plato and hear what he has to say.
I'll say, how good of weed do you think they have?
Well, I'd bring my own.
Oh, okay.
So
if you can bring weed, you can bring money.
Well, I don't know. Money's got years on it, timestamps and stuff.
That's true.
I could hide the weed in my butt, like, you know.
What if you took your weed back in time, but the weed also traveled back and was just, it was nothing but seeds by the time you got back?
Oh, that would suck.
Yeah.
That would suck. It wouldn't even be seeds because we're going back centuries. I'd like to party with Johnny Cash too. So that's what I'd be doing time travel for. Just, hey, dude, from the future, big fan. Sorry you died. Let's have fun.
Yeah.
I'm currently back in time. Who's the weirdo dressed as a cheerleader? That's Jong.
That was Jong.
Yeah.
That was Jong. I don't think Jong's a weirdo necessarily.
713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. 281 says, Fred, you're on my list to blaze with. I'm easy to find. Yeah, so you wouldn't be able to understand Plato. Yeah, I know we don't speak the same language.
No, that's true.
But, you know, what I would do is, because it wouldn't matter, I'd spend a year. Well, I don't know that you could even learn ancient Greek anymore.
Yeah, I don't know if you could either. I mean, I guess you could learn modern Greek and maybe it'd be close enough.
Yeah.
I mean, Plato was a pretty smart guy.
It'd be like Bill and Ted.
I bet Plato,
dust in the wind,
dude. I bet Plato also spoke Latin.
Yeah, I bet he did back then. Those were smart dudes.
Yeah. And you could learn Latin. Latin doesn't change.
Yeah. You could try that.
But, I mean...
Yeah, it would be. It'd be Bill and Ted's.
You'd have to jump to the future to learn Latin, because I know you're not going to take however much time it takes
no,
to actually learn
God,
Latin.
No, that's, yeah.
You just need to sign up for Latin classes and then travel 5 years to the future and then go back to Greece from there. This is getting complicated.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll simplify things for you. Only the best poker place in the city. Only the classiest poker place in the city. Only my favorite poker place in the city, the aptly named Lions Poker Palace. And as usual, they've got their $80 tournament tonight. Starts at 6:30. You can buy in all the way up until 7:45. $80 unlimited rebuys for the first five levels. It's $80 to get in with a $20 seat fee. And $3,000 guaranteed to first place. And you're also going to pick up points for the trip they're giving away to the World Series. You got a chance to win your way into that. How about this tonight, Valentine's Day cash game bonus? You get $500 when you win a pot with a flush of hearts with the queen of hearts in your hand. Hand must be shown at showdown. But that's a pretty cool thing for the cash game players. So go play the tournament. When you bust out, go play cash. And you know guys are going to be hanging on to hearts, especially if they've got the queen.
Oh, hell yes.
And just trying to get all the way to and you have to win the hand at showdown. But that would be awesome. But it's a great place, man. I love it over there. And if you haven't tried it yet, I don't know what you're waiting for.
Yeah, guys, I can't explain enough how great this place is. That's why I tell people go in and see it for yourself. All the tables, all the TVs. They've got a great dinner menu, a late night kitchen. BYOB, guys, follow them on Facebook, Lions Poker Palace, or just stop in, like I said, see it for yourself. 6134 Richmond Avenue. You mentioned that you heard about them on our show. You get your first 2 hours of play for free. That's Lions Poker Palace, 6134 Richmond Avenue.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Mike Golic and Trey Wingo.
Rodney Hood, Jordan Clarkson, Larry Nance Jr. 41, as you mentioned, 41 between them. Jeff Green, another 10 off the bench. LeBron with 37 in this one. We weren't sure who was it with Russell Westbrook and right. Carmelo were going to play. They all played. All of Russell played. Carmelo played. Paul George played. So, again, looking good in this. And now, do we know this is the rotation? Do we know this will be the starting lineup going forward? It was three of the four new ones coming off the bench. George Hill, the one starter of the new players coming in on this one. So still working through that. But to away from the X's and O's, Mike, the enthusiasm that this team is showing, it's like the honeymoon phase. They're in it for a while. Now they were on the honeymoon phase. Now they go on break for a little bit, and they're still anxious to see one another after the break.
Hear more from Golic and Wingo tomorrow morning on ESPN Radio.
So this house is in a great neighborhood and walking distance from one of the best schools.
And what are they asking?
The asking price is only 24 years of really, really hard work.
Wow, that sounds like a lot.
Well, the house across the road just sold for a few years more.
While other insurance companies just see a house, we see the home you've worked really hard for. So why not give it the protection it deserves?
Tell you what, why don't we offer 23 years with a fast close?
We're gonna need to sleep on it.
Yeah. State Farm. Call an agent today.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
If you love adrenaline, action, crushing drives, heart-stopping putts, 72 holes of world-class PGA Tour golf, and seeing the game's greatest up close and personal, then there's nothing like the rush of the 2018 Houston Open, March 26th through April 1st at the Golf Club of Houston. And now's your last chance to save big with early bird discounts before March 1st. Don't wait. Visit HoustonOpen.org for early bird pricing today.
Chocolates melt and flowers wilt, but a gift of fine jewelry from Zadok Jewelers will light up her world for years to come. This Valentine's Day, show your loved one how much you value your time together with a gift from among our extensive selection of fine jewelry and Swiss watch brands, including Chopard, Mikimoto, Hublot, Bulgari, Breitling, and Harry Winston. Zadok Jewelers offers an unrivaled selection of loose certified diamonds and engagement rings and a legacy of master jewelers spanning seven generations. Visit us at Post Oak in San Felipe or at Zadok.com. Remember, they're jewelry stores, and then there's Zadok's.
If you're dreading Valentine's Day because of the pressure of choosing the right gift, stop worrying. I'm Beth from Darling Way, where we have something special for your special someone, no matter how new or old your relationship. The best part? You don't have to know what you want before you come in, because figuring it out is what we do best. Don't stress and fumble on your own. We're on your team and ready to help. Come to Darling Way for an easy win on Valentine's Day. Darling Way on White Oak Drive in the Heights, just off I-10. For everything fun, flirty, or frisky, darlingway.com.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. Are you in the market for a new SUV? Then you need to get to Gulf Coast GMC in Angleton to check out the brand new 2018 GMC Yukon. This full-size SUV makes a powerful impression with its confident lines and aerodynamic proportions. And right now, qualified buyers can get 0% APR financing for 72 months on all 2018 GMC Yukon models. Get started at LanceZCars.com. That's LanceZCars.com. GMC, we are professional grade.
Darling Way presents Here's Your Masters of Love, Fred the Falcon and AJ with Beth Liebling.
And we are back on the Blitz. And it's 6:15 on Wednesday. Well, actually 6:18 now, but that means it's time for Beth Liebling. What's going on, Beth?
Hello, hello.
Hello.
I'm so glad to be here.
Welcome here.
Oh, that's your sexy voice.
Oh, yes.
Oh, like
no,
that.
It's my my professional announcer voice.
Oh.
Welcome into the program. How are you?
I don't hear that voice very often.
That's because I'm not a professional announcer.
Yeah, there you go.
Just a hack radio guy.
Yeah, that's it. All right, so I had listeners come in today. And I can't believe, apparently, earlier in the day, people were talking about me on this station.
Oh, yeah. They were giving your book some plugs.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
And I love that I had listeners come in to tell me about it.
Instead,
how come y'all didn't tell me?
50 Shades of Trey.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. That kind of sounds good, actually.
He didn't like all of the stuff in there, though.
Trey didn't like it all?
No.
Okay. But was Trey the only one brave enough to read it? I mean, that says something for him.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a brave guy. I like that.
I don't think Trey respects the rooster.
Oh, he doesn't.
Mm-mm.
Oh. Well, you know, the book, that paragraph, that chapter and stuff is really designed for women, because I think that a lot of women, we don't grow up seeing naked men all around. Like, y'all grow up seeing naked women and mostly naked women all over the place and stuff, but we don't see very many men. So we aren't as comfortable with your parts, your private parts, as y'all are with ours and stuff. And there are a lot of women who just don't know. They don't think it's attractive.
Yeah, but penises aren't
they
as good looking as boobs.
I don't know. I think they can be. It's just, you know, back in Greek and Roman days and stuff, the penises used to be the sign of virility and power. There were phallic symbols all over. I have a fantastic, you know, marble phallic symbol in my shop that's just beautiful and smooth and stuff. So I think if we got more used
Jung
to it,
has
I think
that
actually we'd celebrate.
On his bedside table.
That would be a good place.
That penis
yeah,
statue.
It
he
might
has
get
it.
A lot of use out of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
So, penises are ugly, let's be honest.
I don't think so.
Yeah, they're ugly.
I don't. Why would penises be more ugly than vaginas?
Well, I mean, let's face it, vaginas aren't exactly the best looking thing in the world either. That's
really?
Why we don't show them off all over the place.
Yeah. Oh my God, I think they're so pretty. What do you... Okay, wait. Really? Men think... Because
I
talk to lots of men who think it's the coolest thing ever, right? If it's so...
Why would you want to go there? Oh, why do you think?
Well, if it's ugly...
Because it feels awesome.
But doesn't that make it cooler? I don't know. That's interesting.
I mean, don't get me wrong. It's not like vaginas are ugly.
Mm-hmm.
They're just not like, on the top of the list of things to look at.
We don't
at.
Need to see it.
Yeah.
We don't need to see it to do what we do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like a, so funny. It's like, it's,
I'm thinking y'all are not, I don't know.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
When I was in the Army, I've told this before.
Uh-huh.
My base was on the border of Kentucky and Tennessee. Mm-hmm. In Kentucky, the strip clubs were 18 and up.
Yeah.
You brought your own beer, and it was full nude.
How?
In Tennessee, they were 21 and up.
Mm-hmm.
They had their bar, the bar was there,
mm-hmm.
and they had to keep panties on. As soon as I was 21, I was over there in Tennessee, because sometimes you see too much. Sometimes you need to leave a little bit to the imagination.
Oh, right. No, I totally agree that sometimes, right. A little bit, you know, hinting, and that's the romance and the mysterious and the sexy.
Not with boobs.
As opposed
those
to,
can be out everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, I think if they're out all the time, they lose it too, right? The topless beaches and everything to Europeans, they don't really,
I don't
pay attention. So. They don't notice that as sexy anymore.
That's because those dudes are weird.
I think you just get kind of used to it and stuff. But I think there's something there. So listeners, I want to know, because I thought that most men, they tell me, they just really love it. They think it's beautiful. I don't know. It's kind of...
They're lying to you.
They're lying to me?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what we do.
We always lie.
Yeah.
That would be sad. I'm trying to get women not to fake things and everything. That means y'all can't lie either. If people are more honest, we'll have better sex.
No, we can't do that.
No.
If guys were honest all the time, we would never have sex.
Exactly.
Oh, no. But there's a difference between tactful and honest, okay? Let's just be clear. You know, but doing things like... I mean, like... Let's face it, if women are faking things and they're not sincere in what's pleasing them, you're not going to improve your sex life. And that's just not going to work. So, and if men aren't honest about what they want, what they find attractive and stuff too, it's not going to work. Because nobody's going to be able to really turn you on then. So that would be silly. That would go against the whole grain. So anyway, I want people to be
I think you're
kind
of turning
honest.
That into an absolute, but that's okay.
Okay. I can tend to do that.
So what you got all your right. Your big thing tonight, right?
Yeah. So but if I can finish the book, Love and Laughter, Sexy, Meaningful, Fun for Everyone, is free today because it's Valentine's Day and because I want to love everybody and spread love and laughter. So it is free today on Amazon.com. So anybody who's a little bit curious, who wants to see what words Trey got bleeped out or anything like that, who wants to understand what I'm talking about, why I use language, I don't know. I don't remember what else the listener told me that they talked about earlier, but it's Love and Laughter, Sexy, Meaningful, Fun for Everyone. It's on Amazon.com. It is totally free to anybody and everybody just today only. So please go download it. I really want like 1,000. I want to give away 1,000 electronic books today. So if y'all could help me,
today's the day.
Today is the day. Love and Laughter.
That's right.
1,000. Tell your friends. Tell everybody. I post it on Facebook. I post it on social media. Please share it. And really,
let's make this about you.
Make this about me. Okay.
You have plans for tonight?
Yeah.
Do you have romantic plans for tonight?
Well, it is romantic because thank goodness I'm an empath. And so I get joy from other people's joys because I'm going to Marfrela's, the sexy makeout bar in Houston, in River Oaks, in fact. And we're doing Darling Way Sexy Fun and Games with Sexy Trivia tonight.
Okay.
And I'm hosting that. So I think it'll be a lot of fun.
Do you think that you could possibly find a beau tonight?
Oh, I don't know. Wouldn't that be cool, though?
That would be
cool.
I'm
always optimistic.
That would be cool. But so? You're not a sex on the first date kind of gal.
No.
Are you a make out on the first date kind of gal?
Mm.
Even in that setting where...
I don't know, but I'm going to have clients. And, you know, I'm kind of in my work thing. So, but I'd love to meet somebody.
What if one of your clients tries to make out with you?
No. I don't think this is tonight. This is, yeah, I don't think I'm going to be making,
tonight about
I don't think
work?
I'm going to make out there. But it's good work.
No.
Oh, my God.
Tonight's the night for you to be about love.
I get to help people have love and laughter. Right. So I'll have lots of love, but I don't need to make out with people okay. to have fun. And I really will have fun. I'll be my hyper, total crazy self. That's, you know, that's me.
And, yeah, I actually had a chance to listen to some of your show Saturday night because I was driving around all over the place. I had to go from the racetrack to my brother's 50th birthday party, which was in League City. By the way, happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
But I was listening, and I thought the place actually sounded interesting. And so you guys were doing a good job making it sound interesting to me.
Oh, well, thank you. So I have to say, Fred actually sent me a text, and that was one of the nicest texts. You know, I admire you two, both Fred and AJ, so much, and how you do the show and the skill it takes. Ha, and no, I really do. No, I'm not. You know, I don't, no. And but when Fred texted and you told me that I was doing well and something, and I just, like, I about burst into tears. I was really happy. It meant a lot to me. And thank you for that, for listening and for telling me that you liked it. That's huge, because I know you don't say stuff. You don't say stuff like that if you don't mean it.
Spit stuff willy-nilly.
Right, so, right. No. I don't praise. I try to tell people nice things every now and then, but I don't throw praise at people very often, unless they've earned it.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. So I took it. I felt like I had a great big gold star for I don't know. Yeah.
But
yeah.
That is the first.
So, thank you.
Working with you, I kind of. It's a very different thing when you come on this show than when you're actually running a show and doing the interviewing and things like that.
Yeah, thanks for telling me after I got my own show. I thought it was just as easy as being with y'all.
Same thing.
Well, it's easy being with us, but that's
exactly. And y'all make hosting it look so easy. I thought it was easy.
It's so easy. We can do it drunk sometimes.
Yes, yeah. You can. But no, it was totally different. And really, anyway, it means a lot to me. And I
tell the people about your show and who you're going to have on this week.
So the show is Love and Laughter with Beth, and it's on Saturday nights around 10 p.m. or after whatever the latest game is. And then it lives on as a podcast. So it's on Podcast Arena and iTunes. So you can listen anytime, snuggle up with somebody you love and listen. And this weekend, I have Chingo Bling, who is a Houston. He used to be a Houston rapper, Hispanic rapper, which is so amazing. And now he's a stand-up comedian. He is so smart, so funny, so real. His girlfriend is pregnant, and we talked about everything. We talked about prostate massagers, in fact, I was able to give him an Eneros prostate massager and stuff. So my next conversation with him will be all sorts of fun. And
I like the way you dropped the sponsor in there, real. That was expert.
Oh, that was expert. Yeah. Thank you. Well, I know. But you know, I love them. And I love, really, I've made a difference. Anyway, I do. I think I've made a difference. I've had, anyway. I want to keep people healthy and happy. You know this. You know I take this seriously. And it does. It makes me really happy. But to have a Hispanic
Fred's quitting
young
smoking
guy,
tomorrow. He's going to be healthier.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Don't congratulate me until I actually pull it off. I mean, but okay. I started Chantix last week, and I'm on day 7, which is tomorrow's the day I'm supposed to quit. So,
oh, good for you.
But I've got way back, so we'll see how it works.
So you're having your last smoke tonight?
Yep. I'm going to, that's my Valentine's Day. I'm going to.
You going to have it with a glass of whiskey or something?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Okay. I should kind of join you and give up sugar because, you know, I don't drink or smoke, but God, the candy, the sweets, the everything, that's my downfall.
You don't drink or smoke?
Not really. No.
You'll drink every now and then.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's not like I'm absolute upbeat about either. I just don't handle it very well. I'm a lightweight. I get
the best kind of chick.
No, because I will drink half a glass of wine and I'm already like I'm hungover by the time dinner's over and stuff. So no, it's not. It makes me weird. I'm so hyper and silly anyway. One of my a friend's husband saw me misbehaving completely sober and then said afterwards, now I know why she doesn't drink. So yeah, that's kind of I'm as much as people can handle totally sober, and that's just probably a good thing, so. But I'm impressed and I'm glad because I want you to be healthy and happy and yeah, it's pretty awesome. So props. I'll cheer you on. Text me and I'll.
Yes, you
can do this.
I've got it in my head that I'm pretty good at when I set my mind to something, I get it done. So
yeah, you're so disciplined about pretty much everything in your life. I admire that.
Stop smoking and alcohol.
Well, that's because you haven't set your mind to it.
No.
That's the thing. So if you do, then you will. So, but anyway, so, we're having workshops at the shop, by the way. And I know Mistress Ella, she came to the shop and did a little flogging demo which was tons of fun. And then she's coming back on March 9th, and we're doing Flogging for Nice People. It's going to be so much fun.
What's Flogging for Nice People?
Flogging for Nice People to realize that when you use a flogger, which is like a handle thing with leather falls right. and stuff, that it can be sensuous and sexy and erotic and stuff. It doesn't have to be just like pain and significant. Like somebody said, oh, they thought flogging was just about beating people and stuff. I was like, no, it can be rhythmic and relaxing and sensuous and everything. And she's going to teach people how to do that as well as erotic spanking.
No, I'm going to pass on that one.
Okay.
But I will say this. I have seen her display. And if it's something that you've never seen, you might go.
You just don't want it to happen to you.
No, it's not happening to me.
But she does. She's beautiful. Like, it's artist.
Oh, yeah. She looks like a freaking sexy ninja.
Yeah, she does. Yeah. She used to do martial arts, apparently. I didn't realize that. Mm. But, yeah. Yeah, it was fun. And the other day at the little demo, there was a woman who, as soon as she felt it, like, you just saw her whole face change and stuff, and you knew this is what she was wanting. It felt so good, and her whole body transformed. And she's like, I had no idea what this was. And that was so cool. And yeah, so yeah. And another woman held a flogger, and that was what she was made for, too. It's funny when you can just see these things happen. And anyway.
Well, it was jarring for me, I will say.
I know. Well, and we did it sort of because with you guys, we go to this extreme, right? We go to the silly, and because I kind of like to, you know, I can't help. I like to poke y'all a little bit. It's just fun. I like to get a response. And so it was, yeah. Yeah. Sorry about that. Y'all just make it too much fun. I like to just come here and surprise y'all. So I don't know. That's just me. But, oh, and did I tell you we came out with a Darling Way brand of lingerie?
You did.
So I'm wearing one of our bras.
Oh, I am too.
Isn't that, you are?
No. I don't wear bras, but I would if I...
you would, because we've got all sorts of different sizes. And you're wearing
only a bra
sizes.
In here in the studio.
That's it. Only a bra, folks.
Oh,
that's
that is amazing.
Bra is so pretty that I really could, right? It's super... It's just got all sorts of strappy things, and it's beautiful. Yeah. So if I was wearing... In fact, I had a sheer... I might put a sheer shirt on for tonight, because then that's you can see through. But it's a really
Show
cool
it
bra,
off.
And it's
Show
super
off the
comfy.
Goods.
And anyway, I'm so proud of it. So
congratulations.
Yes.
You're so busy.
I'm so busy.
Books
I'm insane.
And bras and everything
books,
else.
Books and bras. I like that.
Yeah.
That should be the name of your show now.
Books and bras. Yeah.
So tell people about the shop, and guys, it's not all whips and stuff. She's got some really nice stuff there, nice lingerie. I'm actually going to go by and pick up some more of those pairs of underwear that she sells. I mean, they're fantastic. So there's a lot of great stuff there. But tell them about the...
Thank you. We started calling those like bras for balls.
Right? That's a good call.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. So the shop, it's Darling Way in the Heights at 3423 White Oak Drive. Cute little cottage. And I'm telling you, we've just loved it. And I've met so many fantastic blitzers. And thank you all so much. And really, I'm wishing everybody love, 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 love. And so much laughter today. So, and get my book free today. That's my gift. And then tell Trey all sorts of fun things about it and whatever. So,
all right.
Thank y'all. Big kisses to each of you.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
We'll do it again next week. It's funny. Clayton says that background music for the Beth segment is so ominous. You know what it reminds me of? Lost Boys. The music from Lost Boys.
A little bit.
That's what it sounds like to me. So,
Fred, you know what is ominous?
What's that?
Low testosterone.
Oh, no. No, that's very
ominous. Oh, yes. You know what's even more ominous? Taking synthetic testosterone shots to fix it. You know why? Because it can damage your fertility. That's bad. It can cause dependency. That's bad. And most ominously, it can cause shrinkage. Oh, no. Nobody wants shrinkage. That's why Man Centers, they're not about these injections. The other guys, they're trying to get you, you know, they're trying to get you hooked on those injections. That's not what they're doing. They want you to regain your body's natural ability to produce its own testosterone. And that's what they can do at Man Centers. And right now, they've got the no excuses going on. Means you can go in and take a free general male wellness checkup for $0. Zero free dollars. There's no excuse. That's $150 value. Schedule your free general mail wellness checkup today. They've got three locations, Houston, Katy at Katy Freeway and Campbell in the Memorial area. They've got one in Pearland off 288 and one in Tomball off 249. Give them a call today to set up your appointment, 832-358-8600, or go to mancenters.com to book your appointment online if that's what you want to do. And they're booking appointments on Saturday now. No more excuses. Saturday appointments fill up quickly, so give them a call today or book your appointments online at mancenters.com. Mancenters, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives and avoid shrinkage. So we'll piss off the neighbors in the place that feels the tears, the place you lose your fears, yeah, reckless behavior, a place that is so pure.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
Westwood One presents this special report on the 2018 PyeongChang Olympic Winter Games, brought to you by Entenmann's, celebrating their 120th birthday. Go to Entenmann's120birthday.com. With winds wrecking havoc on the alpine schedule, there will be two alpine skiing medal events on the same day for the first time since 2006 in Torino. The women's giant slalom, also the men's downhill. Michaela Schifrin will make her PyeongChang debut in slalom. She spoke to NBC.
It's definitely stacking things in there. I haven't had a lot of Super G training, so it makes me feel like maybe I should just focus on GS and slalom and then focus on the downhill and the combined. But we'll see. Take it as it comes. I mean, right now I just have to kind of keep my energy going through these next couple days.
In figure skating, the pairs medal event, China leads the Olympic athletes of Russia by just 0.75 points. With this update on the 2018 Olympics, I'm Seth Everett, Westwood One Sports.
Hi guys.
I'm Johnny Weir.
And I'm Tara Lipinski. Entenmann's is celebrating their 120th birthday.
120 years.
Who doesn't love Entenmann's? The rich frosted are my favorites.
Entenmann's is celebrating their 120th birthday in a big way with their I Sing on the Cake sweepstakes. Go to Entenmann's120birthday.com to enter for a chance to win some really great prizes.
Sing happy birthday to Entenmann's using the hashtags Entenmann's120 and hashtag promotion. You get a second entry for the prizes.
Happy birthday to Entenmann's.
Eagles fans, your team just won Super Bowl 52. And now direct from NFLShop.com, you can own the Eagles Super Bowl 52 collection, which includes the t-shirt, hat, towel, and DVD Blu-ray combo.
He is going to go!
It's the official Super Bowl product worn by the players and coaches during the post-game celebration and the official DVD Blu-ray of Super Bowl 52.
The Eagles deserve every bit of it.
Don't miss out on this great opportunity to own a piece of Eagles history and visit NFLShop.com right now.
At Advanced Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. Right now at Advanced, premium oil brands like Castrol, Mobil, Valvoline, and Pennzoil are all on sale. Choose 5 quarts and an oil filter starting as low as $23.99 for your oil change. Only at Advanced or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. Advanced Auto Parts, where oil is priced like it should be. See store for details. Limit 5 oil change specials per customer. Valvoline bottles may vary by store.
Craig Way here, voice of the Texas Longhorns. If you're part of a growing business, you bring hustle, grit, and determination to your company every day, just like the Longhorns bring to the court every night. But in business and in basketball, it's about more than individual effort. You need to surround yourself with talented teammates. ZipRecruiter knows how to find the people with the right experience for your team. With one click, ZipRecruiter posts your job to over 100 job boards so you can reach all the right talent. Then ZipRecruiter's smart matching technology identifies relevant candidates and instantly alerts them about your job. In fact, 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. On the court or in the office, talent matters, and ZipRecruiter is how you find it. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire, and an official sponsor of Texas Athletics. For your free trial, go to ZipRecruiter.com/GoLonghorns. That's ZipRecruiter.com/GoLonghorns.
From the ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, this report is sponsored by Indeed. Out on the West Loop, 610 southbound at Westheimer, watch for an accident off to the right shoulder. Now crews have cleared an accident on 59, the East Texas Freeway, southbound at I-10. Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates in an online dashboard. Get started at Indeed.com/hire. From the ESPN 97.5 Traffic Center, I'm Tiffany Terrell.
Sawgrass is now offering a grilled pineapple margarita. The name alone should make you stop what you're doing and head to Sawgrass. It starts with a 24-hour infusing process, and right before serving, the always friendly Sawgrass bartender takes their ice shaker and vigorously wakes up the ingredients to its ice-cold optimal drinking temperature. So whether you're celebrating something big or just ending the week, make the grilled pineapple margarita your new drink choice at Sawgrass Steakhouse.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-349-5929. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in urges to pee, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-349-5929. 1-800-349-5929. 1-800-349-5929.
Hey, oh, here they come!
This is Fred Fowler, and we're off to the races at Gulf Greyhound Park. Live racing returns to Gulf Greyhound Park on Wednesday, December 27th. Bring the entire family as Gulf Greyhound Park celebrates its 25th anniversary with food trucks and exciting racing action from some of the greatest greyhounds bred in Texas and across the nation. They also offer simulcast wagering from the country's greatest thoroughbred and greyhound races every day. Gulf Greyhound Park in Lamarck, Texas. We're off to the races, live.
Don't miss the Pasadena Gun Show this weekend only. Hundreds and hundreds of tables of guns, ammo, shooting supplies, and more. Everything you can imagine.
If you have ever considered purchasing a gun, now is the time. We have everything to make you comfortable choosing your gun.
Visit our website, HoustonAreaGunShows.com, for more information.
Or call us at 817-732-1194.
That's the Pasadena Gun Show this weekend only at the Pasadena Convention Center. Don't miss this show.
Hi guys, it's Beth from Darling Way. I love February. Why? Because it's the month of love. An entire month focused on love, romance, and passion. Need help coming up with sexy, fun ideas for you and your partner? Then try one of our mystery bags full of props and ideas. The theme for this month? It's 50 Shades. Frisky fun for beginners. Visit us at 3423 White Oak Drive in the Heights or darlingway.com. You open the door, we'll show you the way. Darlingway.com.
Hey guys, got to tell you about Texans Can Academies. And let me tell you, this is such a cool place. They take in kids who dropped out of other schools. A lot of these kids had to get jobs to support their families, some of them. And so they had to change their schedule around. Well, the school wouldn't do that. Some of them couldn't get to the school. They had transportation problems. Well, that school wouldn't do that either. Texans Can Academies does. They'll get them bus passes if they need that. They'll work around their schedule. And they help these kids graduate. And there's a lot of good, hardworking kids who take this opportunity and do so much with it. And that's why they need your help. And by your help, donations. And so many Blitzers have stepped up, and I can't tell you how much we appreciate it. And it's such an easy process. If you've got a vehicle of any kind, a car, a truck, a motorcycle, RV, tractor, four-wheeler, snowmobile, you might have got a snowmobile for the one day it snowed. Well, guess what? They'll come and tow it free of charge. And they're going to fill out all the paperwork for you. Your donation's tax deductible. If you tell them you heard about it on the Blitz, guess what? You're going to get a $50 Visa gift card. Real simple. Give them a call, 713-225-4226. Be the next Blitzer to make a difference. 713-225-4226. Doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in either, or even if it has flood damage. Doesn't even have to be running. If you were thinking about doing something with it, now you can. You can also go to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
I got loyalty, got royalty inside my DNA.
quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hey, I want to let you know, time to get on the map. Sportsmap.com is your one-stop shop for all things Houston sports on the internet. All your favorite teams, trends, and events. John Granato will be writing tomorrow. Lance Zierlein wrote today about the robot apocalypse. Charlie Polillo will be up Friday. Barry Warner had a column this week. A.J. Hoffman will be up on Friday. I had my column earlier in the week as well. So check it out. Follow us on Twitter, please, at SportsMapHOU. And we'll be having another video from intern Rachel, whose first one was great. She got a lot of love for that. Joe Blank did a video the other day that was really good. So there's some good stuff. Check it out. John, how do you feel about your return? How do you feel you've done today?
I think it's been okay.
It's been fantastic compared to what we were fantastic. Dealing with. All right, just so you know. Your grade is up there. All right, let's wrap up the show the way we do every Wednesday with famous deaths. 2013, Tony Sheridan, English singer, songwriter, and guitarist, dead at 72. On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being the least famous and 10 being the most famous, where would you rank Tony Sheridan?
Not near the top.
I've never heard of him, so he's a 1 for me.
Yeah.
Also in 2013, Mindy McCready.
Isn't that Roger Clemens?
Yeah, the only reason I know her is because he allegedly banged her when she was 15.
Right.
Dead at a gunshot at 37. That's not a... I guess she got it through her head that Roger didn't want her.
Never mind what I was going to ask.
What? No, go ahead. Sorry.
Wasn't that a self-inflicted gunshot?
Yes.
Okay.
But we're not to the porn stars yet.
Okay.
Actually, I don't think we have any porn stars today.
No, we went... There's a stretch of like 2 weeks without porn stars.
What is life without a porn star death? 2000, Charles Schulz, American cartoonist, dead at 77. It's a pretty good ride.
That is pretty good.
Where would you rank Screamin' Jay Hawkins in 2000? He did I Put a Spell on You.
Oh, does he have any other songs?
That's the only one I know. I'm going to give him a 4, maybe a 3. Dead at 70. All right, let's rank the sports figures. 2012, Gary Carter, brain tumor at 57.
He's about a 5, yeah. 6.
2005, Dick Weber, American professional bowler.
He's about a 4, but for bowlers, he was like a 10.
Yeah, he's a bowling 10. And 1959, Tim Mara, co-founder of the NFL's Giants.
I'm going to go he's about a 2.
2003, Dolly the sheep, the first animal to be 10. Cloned. Yeah, that's a 10.
Probably the world's most famous sheep.
Yeah, I don't think there's a more famous, and even the clone.
Yeah.
Not nearly as famous.
What was the clone's name?
Dolly 2?
I don't know.
I don't know. But Dolly made it to age 6, but had a progressive lung disease. 1831, Vicente Guerrero, Mexican revolutionary hero, general, and second president of Mexico, executed by firing squad at the age of 48.
That's how you know your people don't like you.
Yeah, yeah. That one did not end well for him. 2015, Michelle Ferrero, the Italian entrepreneur, created Nutella.
Oh, nice job.
Dead at 89.
Good job.
1971, James Cash Penney, founder of J.C. Penney. 95 years old. Okay, 2015, David Carr, New York Times journalist, not the quarterback, dead of cancer at 58.
Thank goodness.
1883, among composers, it's probably one of the most popular, Wilhelm Richard Wagner, dead at 69.
He's top 5.
He's definitely top 5.
I don't think he's top 3, because Beethoven, Bach, Mozart's top 3, yeah. Undisputed.
Yeah, I don't think anybody would.
But I think Wagner and Handel are your top 5.
Probably so. 1650, René Descartes, French philosopher. I think therefore I am. As John put on here, he stopped thinking due to pneumonia at 53. I don't know. I don't think he's a top 5 philosopher.
I'm going to go no. He was the 6th best composer, though. Little known fact.
Yeah, yeah. He's probably borderline. But you have the big 3 Greeks. that I don't think anybody's going to argue with Aristotle, Socrates, Plato.
Yeah.
And
then Shaq was the big Aristotle.
Yeah. Probably bigger Aristotle right. in the end. All right. We're on to our best deaths. 2012, Whitney Houston, accidental drowning at age 48.
No.
Yeah. 2000, Tom Landry, American football coach, dead at 75. Nat King Cole in 1965, sung Unforgettable and Mona Lisa, dead of cancer at 49. And in
49?
Yeah.
Damn.
Honestly, he was before my time.
Yeah.
So I don't really know much about Nat King Cole. Cool name, though.
Yeah.
Anytime you get King in your name. And finally, 270, St. Valentine died.
Oh,
the man
R.I.P.
for whom Valentine's Day is named after.
R.I.P. Saint, my boy.
Some sources say he died in 269, others 273, little known fact.
69.
Yeah. So there you go.
Guys, stop playing my basketball bets.
Really?
Yeah, I'm burning money now.
Well, it's too late.
I know.
I already did that little... I had some extra money in there today. Because
Xavier hasn't started yet.
Yeah, but I already did that one, but don't tell me not to play him now.
Yeah, well.
But
most of them are only at halftime, but it ain't looking good.
So you're not a time traveler.
I'm not a time traveler, no.
See, yeah, that would be an excellent way to throw us off the scent if you were.
It would be.
Like, I'm going to go on a little losing streak here just so people don't think that I'm doing this.
Yeah.
See, somebody who's like on a 9-1 streak in hockey, they wouldn't be a time traveler because that's just a dead giveaway, right?
Right.
It's like when you went 8-0 or whatever it was. That would be a dead giveaway.
Yeah.
Theoretically. Just depends on how much you... Lawyer Dave wants to argue with me on Descartes.
Now's not the time, Lawyer Dave. We've got a radio show to finish.
Exactly.
Talk about that at a different time. You guys talk about that at steak night.
He might be back in top five, but I mean, I mean the big four. He's already. I know four guys that I have on my Falcon philosopher list before him. I'm pretty sure.
What does Arian Foster fall into this?
473rd.
What about Ricky Williams?
12th.
He's pretty good.
Actually, Ricky is pretty good.
Yeah.
That's you know what? That's a guy I'd like to get stoned with.
Oh,
when we get into our, that topic comes up every now and then.
Would have been nice. We didn't go to the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah, but neither did he. He did that in San Francisco. He was in California.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Why did we get invited to his party then?
Well, I don't know. Maybe because they like us. I don't know.
Well. That's lame anyway.
Okay, so...
Maybe his party is when the Super Bowl's in California, maybe he'll have a party.
Yeah, we'd go to that.
Yeah, I'd be there for that.
Dude, I haven't heard of some of these philosophers that they have in the top 10 list. They have Descartes at number 4.
Ooh.
Plato second and Aristotle first. Okay, wait, where's Socrates in this list? Third, they have Paul of Tarsus. Okay. Descartes at 4. Confucius at 5.
Oh, he's good, but they throw you for a loop there.
Yeah, yeah. Thomas Aquinas at 6. That's about right for him. Avicenna, who I'm not familiar with.
It's a made-up name.
Oh, his full name is Abu Ali al-Husan ibn Abdullah ibn
Sina. What about Nietzsche?
He's not on the list. He should be. That he should be in my top 4 for sure. He is. To me, it's the big 3 Greeks and him are the top 4.
Okay.
Zeno of Citium is number 8. He founded the school of Stoicism. And
how do you get that job, philosopher?
I'd like to have that job, frankly.
Yeah, like all you do is just think about stuff and say like profound stuff.
Well, one of my minors was philosophy, and I started thinking I wanted to do it, and then I'm like, what the hell would I do?
I'm going to start a job search tonight.
So if I could just sit somewhere wearing a robe and philosophize and people would come listen, I would do it. Epicurus, number 9, and John Locke, number 10.
Not cool enough.
I don't know how you can't have Socrates in their top 10. listverse.com. Shame bell for you.
Someone's a Socrates hater.
Yeah, I know. All we are is dust in the wind, dude. All right, that's going to wrap it up. A-plus for Jong, A-plus for Hoffman. Solid C for me. We'll do it again tomorrow. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.